اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم أكن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، ولياً وحافظاً وقائداً وناصراً ودليلاً وعيناً حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعاً وتمتعه فيها طويلاً. There's only one more night left before Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, can I be forgiven this night before your Laylatul Qadr comes? Before the night that the angels descend with the taqdeer, before the night which is better than a thousand months, I want to enter that night with full purity. Ya Allah, what's wrong with me? I know you have said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. If my servants ask you of me, I am near, I respond to the calls of the supplicators, those who call upon me. But what is it, why is it that I do come, I do make dua, I do supplicate. I've begged you many times to help me, to change me. I don't want to be the way I am, but I'm not seeing any change. I'm not seeing any results. I know you're most truthful. If you make a promise, you most definitely keep the promise. If you've said you'll respond to our calls, you definitely respond. Then there must be something wrong with me in my request, my supplication, Ya Allah. I don't know any better way to ask you. I don't know what words to use. I've tried all the du'as of the masumin. I've tried Dua Kumail, I've tried Munajat Shabani, I've tried Dua Nadba, I'm still the same. How many times do I go and pledge allegiance to my Imam in the mornings in Dua Al-Ahd? But then again, I go about my own life, not really preparing for him, not caring what I do, committing sins. Another Thursday night comes again, I'm reminded. The cycle keeps going and going and going. I'm tired of it, Ya Allah. I don't know what's wrong with my du'as that you're not responding. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe you are responding. I'm not seeing results. Ya Allah, by the right of the Imam of my time, I beg you, and beg you, and beg you, and I will not cease to continue begging you until I see my Imam, until you show me my Imam, until you purify me to see the Mahdi of Fatima. Ya Allah, brothers and sisters, tomorrow is Laylatul Qadr. All these angels will descend upon our Imam. What a scene. How nice it would be if we would get a glimpse of that heavenly descent coming down upon Khalifatullah on earth. If we ask Allah and beg Him, I know I don't deserve, I know I'm not qualified, but He's all merciful. We always do Dua Kumail. We started with that. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasa'at kulla shay. We ask you and beg you, you're the all-merciful, although I don't deserve, but your mercy can encompass me. Please save me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك، وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة، وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة، وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي وأقل يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها وهموم قد كشفتها وعثرة قد أقلتها ورحمة قد نشرتها وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يده، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيد كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما. إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيمة، وغناك عنه قديم، وهو عندي كثير، وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي، أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك، الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك، فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا، مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه لك، فإن أبدى عندي أهلي على أهلك، ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولى كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا ربي إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك، وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك، وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك، أن لي التطول عليك. فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد علي بفضل إحسانك، إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك، مجري الفلك، مسخر الرياح، فالق الإصباح، ديان الدين، رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه، وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق، باسط الرزق، فالق الأصباح، ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام، الذي بعد فلا يرى، وقرب فشهد النجوى، تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله، ولا شبيه يشاكله، ولا ظهير يعاضده، قهر بعزته الأعزاء، وتواضع لعظمته العظماء، فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أنادي، ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني، وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني، وبهجة مونقة قد أراني، فأثني عليه حامدا، وأذكره مسبحا. الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه، ولا يغلق بابه، ولا يرد سائله، ولا يخيب آمله. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين، وينجي الصالحين، ويرفع المستضعفين، ويضع المستكبرين، ويهلك ملوكا، ويستخلف آخرين. والحمد لله قاصم الجبارين، مبير الظالمين، مدرك الهاربين، نكال الظالمين، صريخ المستصرخين، موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين. الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك. اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم. وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين. وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي. حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة. اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمن والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك القائم بدينك. استخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله. مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له. أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا. اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به وانصره نصرا عزيزا وافتح له فتحا يسيرا واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المن به شعثنا واشعب به صدعنا وارتق به فتقنا وكثر به قلتنا وأعزز به ذلتنا وأغن به عائلنا واقض به عن مغرمنا واجبر به فقرنا وسد به خلتنا ويسر به عسرنا وبيض به وجوهنا وفك به أسرنا وأنجح به طلبتنا وأنجز به مواعيدنا واستجب به دعوتنا وأعطنا به سؤلنا وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة آمالنا وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا إلى الحق آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله وغيبة ولينا وكثرة عدونا وقلة عددنا وشدة الفتن بنا وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله وبضر تكشفه ونصر تعزه وسلطان حق تظهره ورحمة منك تجللنا وعافية منك تلبسنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Considering that tonight, for at least some of us, tomorrow night will be the first night that we will be upholding the night, staying up and doing ibadat, worships, in preparation for Laylatul Qadr. And for others, it will be the night after, but we're very close. I think it's important to address again Laylatul Qadr. If Laylatul Qadr is khayrun min alf shahr, if it's better than 1,000 months, then it deserves more consideration, more thought, more preparation in order to benefit from it. Otherwise, if you have a gem but you don't know the value of it, you will not benefit from it and you will lose it. And then later you'll realize what a valuable gem you had. The words are there, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. That's the barakah that's mentioned there. It's the barakah is equal to 1,000 months. It's one night. But the value of it, the effect of it, is better than 1,000 months. Those have been mentioned. But unless we think about it, we repeat that, remind ourselves, we're not going to consider that night as important. We're not going to see the importance of it. And therefore, we will not take advantage of it. We will lose it. And then later on, perhaps on the day of judgment, Yawm al-Hasra, we will regret why we didn't take advantage and make better use of Laylatul Qadr. One of the ideas that we have on Laylatul Qadr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assisted us in a few different ways in regards to that, is the connection with the Ma'sumeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us one of the very important steps we need to take in getting close to Him, in worshipping Him, in obeying Him, is to get close to the Ahlul Bayt. To be with the Ahlul Bayt. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. The Sadiqeen, on the foremost and above all and before all, are the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with them. If we want to make that progress to Allah, if we want to get closer to Allah, there is simply not a way other than going to the Ahlul Bayt. If we don't go to the Ahlul Bayt, we cannot become of the Muqarrabin. I think we had a similar talk earlier, and we gave reasons for this. I'll just remind us, if the prophets of the past were told of the Ahlul Bayt, and in order for them to make progress, to purify themselves, to get closer to Allah, they needed to know of the Ahlul Bayt and shed tears for the Ahlul Bayt, do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt. If they needed that, prophets needed that, we definitely need that. We definitely require getting close to knowing, loving, shedding tears of happiness, tears of love, tears of sadness, depending on how we remember them. And all of those are beneficial. And all of them will increase the love that we have for the Ahlul Bayt. And the love for the Ahlul Bayt is what draws us closer. All of that, we've already discussed it. I don't want to reiterate that point in the need that we have. Laylatul Qadr, which is a night that the taqdeerat come from Allah, the measurements come from Allah. And the more important measurements, the taqdeerat, are the taqdeerat related to our spiritual progress. The material gains and losses are always going to be there. We will not have a life without losses in this world. That's just not how it works. This world, this realm has been created. You will have gains, you will have losses. And that's not even important. What's important is the spiritual gain. And God forbid spiritual loss. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرَ. Mankind is at loss. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That loss is important to us. So what we're going to get, the taqdeer we're going to get next year, are we going to get closer to Allah, or God forbid, are we going to change course? Next year, in the fitan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed to happen in the following year, are we going to be of those that will be saved? الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْحُسْنَى. Or God forbid, are we going to be of those that will change course and move away from the Ahlul Bayt, away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for next year to be the year of the return of our Imam and the uprising of our Imam, will I be with those that will join the Imam, amongst those that will join the Imam? Will I be of those that are at best, God forbid, negligent, careless, worried about their material lives, their occupation, their family, their mortgage, their loans, their properties, their profit, their stocks? Which one are we going to be? This important taqdeer that will be sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are told to use and make benefit of this night, nights before it. As we have said repeatedly, I think, before this community and after we have moved to this community, it's, I think, fairly clear that Laylatul Qadr is the night of the 23rd. Yet we are told to fast 23 days before that, or 22 days before then, and worship many nights before then, and then specifically the night of the 19th and the night of the 21st. Prepare and stay up and worship and plead. Prepare for that one night. The spiritual taqdeer that we're going to have next year is that important. We're told to do these a'mal, to try our best, to beg Allah so that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have a better year for us, a year with more barakah, barakah in terms of spirituality. When our souls have barakah, when a person is made mubarak, whether they have material means or they don't, they are mubarak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made their existence filled with barakah. The Holy Prophet, the times, the days, the months that he had no money, he was penniless, his existence was barakah, even materially, for so many. And I'm not even talking about those higher levels of understanding of the Ahlul Bayt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make our existence. This is what we can gain. One of the important tools to do that is getting close to the Ahlul Bayt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assisted us with two things. One is He's encouraged us with the ad'iyah, with the du'as related to the Ahlul Bayt. We are told to repeat Allahumma kulli waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan throughout Laylatul Qadr. And keep repeating that du'a. You're making du'a for the Imam. When you make du'a for the Imam, your feelings for him grow. You think more of him. You want good for him. When you want good for him, for a person in general, you're going to start feeling better towards them. You feel you like them more. The other thing is the ziyarah of Sayyid al-Shuhada. We're told one of the amal of that night is ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn for those who get to go in person. That's one thing. We don't have the privilege to do that. I don't think too many people these days have that privilege this year. But wherever we are, we can make that connection. Again, getting close to the Ahlul Bayt. And besides that, the night of the 19th and the night of the 21st is the night that the Shahada of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the strike on his head occurred. This is not a coincidence. This is Amir al-Mu'mineen's barakah in this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the night of his dharbah, the night that he was strike, one of the nights to go and prepare for Laylatul Qadr, and the night of his shahada, another night to go and prepare for Laylatul Qadr. That's not a coincidence. Allah does everything by design. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assisted us. Amir al-Mu'mineen, the nafs of the Prophet, all the tawassulat that you do to Amir al-Mu'mineen, you beat your chest. And this year, I hope we've got to do this. We've got to do latam one way or another. We've got to have reciters, and we have got to do it, even if it's just each family in their home, in front of the television or whatever, wherever they're watching this. We've got to do latam. We've got to remember the Ahlul Bayt. We ask Allah to give us tears for Amir al-Mu'mineen. You cry for Amir al-Mu'mineen. You remember Amir al-Mu'mineen. You can't remember him and not remember Fatima to Zahra. You remember her. And that causes you to have more tears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assisted us. In Laylatul Qadr, we have to make sure, in addition to the du'as and the a'mals that we have, we pay very close attention to the tawassulat to the Ahlul Bayt, feeling closer, getting closer to the Ahlul Bayt. It's very important. And in all of that, understand that the objective in that whole thing is taqarrub ila Allah. If we're trying to get close to the Ahlul Bayt, it's because they are the means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are our path to Allah. Amir al-Mu'mineen being siratul mustaqim. One of the meanings is this: he's our path to Allah. We remember him, we beat our chest for him, we cry for him. And for the Ahlul Bayt, all of them, they are the means. That beating of the chest, that crying, that reciting, that listening to the recitation, all of that has something to do with the siratul mustaqim and getting us that straight path that gets us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we have the tawfiq to commemorate those nights, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to take more advantage this year than we took last year, Laylatul Qadr, and that inshallah, He blesses all of us, all mu'mineen and mu'minat throughout the globe. We ask Allah. It's one of the important things on that night as well, is to make dua for others. That has got an effect. Inshallah, I'll talk about that maybe tomorrow night, which is for some of us the first Laylatul Qadr. But we need to do that. And let's make this dua. Allah, prepare the people of the world for the coming of the Imam. The majority of the people of the world will join the Imam because of the sacrifice of the companions of the Ahlul Bayt, the companions of the 12th Imam, currently and in the centuries that have passed, the ulama, the sulaha, the shuhada, of his past, because of their sacrifice, as we get closer to that time when the Imam actually returns, the people of the world, the majority of them, will be ready for the Imam. They will join the Imam. So we ask Allah, we want that to occur sooner. And we ask Him, Ya Allah, prepare these people, the current generation that is alive currently, and don't prolong this any longer. Prepare all these people. Bring their hearts closer to yourself, closer to your messenger, to his household, to your book, to Islam, to the path that you have designed for all of us, inshallah. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah to help all of us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. Relieve those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses, and relieve all of us from the difficulties of this pandemic. Provide a cure, or show us the cure that you have designed for this illness, and show it to the believers so they can share it with the world, inshallah. And we ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa alih. Rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat. اللهم صل